breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta. Happy New Year. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Good to have you on this Friday. We know many of you are off today, but thank you for listening. And however you're accessing the show, whether it be your smart speaker at home, on the computer, maybe you're on the Odyssey app, thank you guys for being here. We got a big show today and a lot to talk about. Ironically, you know, coming off of the New Year's games, this is a big weekend from the NFL standpoint because the seedings will get figured out. We're going to talk to BMAC, Brian McFadden from CBS Sports, coming up here in less than 15 minutes. We'll get his take on all the games, including our game with the Saints. And I hate the Saints, but this isn't really about that, right? We know both teams aren't going to the playoffs. They're hot. We're hot. But I also think jobs are on the line when it comes to our team. We're going to get into all of that with BMAC coming up. Mike, how was your New Year's?
Oh, it was great, man. I was just telling the guys, we had a little gig. I got a band, my buddy Ron. We call it the Captain Ron Band. So it was Oren likes kind of like the yacht rock. It's a little more kind of like R&B, disco kind of stuff from the 70s. Earth, Wind, and Fire and, you know, all that great stuff. I play that funky music. Boy, I put the video up at Mike Bell ATL. But no, we had a great time. And we got some stories. I know you got some stories, too, to tell. But just yesterday, just pigging out, watching all that football. And to be honest, none of those games were compelling. Not one was interesting other than, you know, some of the, you know, watching Texas Tech just basically shoot themselves in the foot time and time again on offense. And, of course, Alabama humiliated. So last night was the best game. Miami was also compelling. We'll talk about all that. What did you end up doing for New Year's?
Chilling, man. I'll say this, and I was just having this conversation with Steve. He's our production guy. And I said, hey, how was your New Year's? And he was like, mellow. And I was like, yeah, the older I get, there was a time in my life where I wanted to be at every party, wanted to be the in every gig, and, you know, I felt like I was missing out on something. Not anymore. And so it was very chill. We had a great dinner, Mike, had great prime rib, did it up. But I got to tell you guys, we start the show, and I'll just tell you this, because there are folks who are listening today that maybe over the weekend you got some bad news. And I got to tell you, New Year's Eve night, it's about 5 minutes to New Year's to bring in 2026. And the phone rings. Oh, it's Trin. It's my daughter. She's in Dallas, man. She's visiting some friends. This is great. She's about to wish us a happy new year, and everything will be wonderful. And all I hear is, Mom, we're all right. It's the worst.
Oh, God.
Phone call you want to get.
Oh,
and I hear that like in the background. I'm like,
what?
All right. And then my wife's whole face changed. And she goes, I'm just telling you, we're okay. We were just in an accident.
Oh, geez, Louise.
On the highway, somebody clipped a mic. Her and her friend, her girlfriends, they were in the car. And the car that clipped them did like, you know, they did like the, they lost control. So it's just spinning in front of them.
Oof.
And it was on the highway. They were going like 70 miles per hour. And they happened to be in my daughter's friend's mom's brand new.
Oh, God.
Cadillac electric vehicle, right? This thing, the axle's gone. Like she's sending pictures.
Holy moly.
So New Year's went from, hey, countdown to.
Was it 75, 85?
No,
was it?
No. This was in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, highway.
On the highway, yes. And so she's visiting friends for New Year's. And she's sending pictures, and the cops are there, and it's just like it completely changed the whole mood of bringing in New Year. The good news is she's fine. They're fine. Car is totaled. It's wrecked. But the point is, man, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, hey, be safe. And sometimes it's not your fault. It's not, you know, you're not the reason why things happen. But, man, it made me think so quickly and easily how things change. And I say that to say as we bring in 2026, guys, Mike and I, we live this way. Live your life. Enjoy. Love. Make sure you tell the people that you love in your life that you love them as 2026 comes into play. Because that was just one of those phone calls that Mike, a few centimeters. It could have been the other way.
And I don't, I mean, like, not to be, you know, glib about it. You just, it's about her.
Could have been the other way.
But about you, you can't even enjoy it. You're completely preoccupied
and
thinking about it.
And literally, Michelle's like, we're on our way. I'm like, we're not going to Dallas at midnight. What are you talking? But as parents, you feel helpless.
Right.
Right? And it was just like, oh, crap. Long story short, man, everything turned out to be great. We had it ended up being a fun New Year's. We stayed up probably a lot later than we needed to because of that and just the adrenaline flowing. But it was great, man, and we hope you brought in the New Year. But I'm saying that and telling you that story just because, just like that, things can change. And it's just so – life is fragile, man, and I'm not here to preach. I'm just telling you, like, we were both like, holy crap. And then when you see these pictures of the car
– oh, man.
You're like – and there's one where my daughter's in the car before the cops get there because they're taking pictures. And you see her face like, holy crap, I just survived that. So I said, are you all right? She said, yeah, the seat belt.
Oh, just kind of bruised?
Yeah, big
bruise. So was the driver, was it just driver incompetence or was it wet conditions? What was it?
So here's what's crazy, Mike.
Driver jacked up?
Yes, the cops, when they showed up, they were like, totally their fault. They should have been exiting. But they missed their exit and tried.
Mike. If you're new to the show for Christmas week, I see this every week. I drive south to 85, and it's like, dude, in the old days, if you miss the exit, you just pay
the
price.
Keep going!
Another 5 minutes, and you double back. Now, it's three lanes over. I see this almost every week on the way home on 85. Yeah,
it's
come
brutal.
On, people.
Yeah, so that's how they clipped them. And so when they just decided, oh, we're going to miss the exit, we're going to still get back up. And they hit them, and both cars, lost control. And she was lucky they didn't hit a wall or anything. But at the end of the day, man, we're good. She's good. But I want to tell you.
Does he play for the Cowboys?
I wish. I told her that. I was like, what's he look like? Who's this guy? She goes, the cops wouldn't allow them over there.
Oh.
Because they wanted to de-escalate the situation.
Okay.
And I was like, so you didn't even see these people. You didn't talk to them. She goes, No. The cops handled everything. And at first I was like, that's kind of weak sauce. But then I was thinking, Mike, people lose control. They get hot. You just don't know how people react.
If you got that your kid in the car and you're a dad, you might start swinging on this dude. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So either way, man, good news is everybody's healthy. Everybody's fine. We hope you are as well. We got a lot to get to, man. Georgia Bulldogs last night. Mike said it. Best game of the college football playoff. But there are some questions as to how this game played out with coaching, and that's questioning Kirby Smart, which we never do because I still think he's the best coach in college football. That hasn't changed because they lose last night to Ole Miss. But, Mike, when you go back and feel and look at this game and you go, all right, they had an opportunity here. Did they risk too much there? Did they coach a little tight here? Like, where were the moments that bugged you last night about this loss?
Well, two things. I mean, and we talked about this in the pre-show, the fact that Kirby says they weren't supposed to snap the ball on fourth. Well, how the hell does that get communicated? Gunnar Stockton is about as poised can be. Where did this miscommunication occur? I mean, that's the kind of stuff I expect from a Mike Norvell down at Florida State, not from Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
You know, the best in the business. So that one, obviously, that's self-explanatory. That made no sense. The fake punt, he's done this sort of thing, but it was at midfield. And you knew it because the momentum that Ole Miss had, it made sense. You know, at least catch your breath and get a couple of first downs. Unfortunately, all they could get was a field goal out of that, and seven would have been crucial. But the thing I said to you guys earlier this morning on our pre-show, I didn't like them going into a shell before halftime.
I didn't either.
You know, I just thought it was very conservative, and just with the first down and distance, they didn't matter. You got athletes, use them. They didn't put pedal to the metal, and I think being conservative ultimately cost them.
I do too. You can't play that way. And remember, we talked about this last week. Ole Miss had nothing to lose. They were going to do everything they could and throw the ball and spread the field. They took chances, and it felt like Georgia didn't take the chances they needed to last night. Even though they're right there in the game, tie game, we know this could have gone either way. The last 6 seconds were nuts and crazy. We'll try to explain to you what the officials said and why they went about it the way they did. But ultimately, Ole Miss wins this game 39-34. And, Mike, for me, when I'm watching this game, you know, for Kirby, all right, you go for it in your own territory. Like, I know he's done this before, but that was one of those calls where I'm like, I didn't necessarily like it. But if they pull it off, we're not talking about it today. But that's the one that stood out to me.
Yeah, like Orange just said in my ear, and Kirby referred to this in the postgame press conference. Yeah, I mean, the difference between this year and last year, you tried to ask a young quarterback in his first start to do something he wasn't capable of doing. That was a two-minute drill.
That's right.
Deep in his territory. But now Gunnar beat Tennessee when you had no right to win that game. He came back to beat Ole Miss. You beat Alabama. You beat Texas. This kid's got a world of experience now, and to sit on it on your own 17, I don't buy that. You know, with all those timeouts in your pocket and a minute 43,
do something.
Go do what you do. So, to me, I've been the biggest Kirby supporter. I think he's been on point. But this smacked of 2017 in the fake punt. He got out-coached, and he owned it. They didn't run away from it. He admitted we got outplayed and out-coached.
Yeah, and the irony is most of that offensive staff is going to LSU.
Right.
So, you know, those guys are there because, again, they've been allowed to maintain, and they wanted some continuity. And obviously, you know, Lane's like, good, go get me my bonus. He gets another $500,000 for that win last night. LSU is footing the bill. That is not coming from Ole Miss, but that was part of his contract in the new negotiation. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dog fans, what are you thinking? And let me say this, too. Mike's right about the Kirby calls and decision-making. But I also think he overachieved with this team.
Right.
I don't think this team was what we thought it was coming into the season. A lot of people just had them elevated because it was Georgia. And then the season started, and they had some great wins, there's no doubt. But we kept asking ourselves during the season, is this a national championship caliber team? Now, I know many of you are going to say, wait a minute, we beat this team at home. Yes, but you had to come back from behind to do it then. And last night you had a lead that you blew. And the secondary, Mike, struggled. Ole Miss threw for 362 last night.
Look, and I get it. I mean, Trinidad Chambliss, and what a great story that is. I mean, aside from dog fans, not that he could give a flip right now. But he's an impressive young man. I love the post game. He's talking, you know, gives glory to God, talks about his teammates. He goes, but I am a baller. I love that.
I do too.
And he is. And it's almost as a college football fan, you love to see him have another year, but NCAA says no on that deal. But this kid, how about when he run? It looked like a cross between Mike Vick and Archie Manning, speaking of an Ole Miss quarterback, when he doubled back and then is able to hit his – that's just – you can't coach against that. That's just athleticism.
It is. This is a kid that was at Ferris State. For those who don't know the story, maybe you heard it last night. It's a really cool story. But it's also – you know, it's a testament, Mike. There's a lot of kids out there that can flat-out play. And they don't get a chance, or they don't get an opportunity because they don't fit the bill of the size or the prototypical quarterback that these schools are looking for. And then this is where the portal has helped so many guys out. Guys, you guys didn't know who Fernando Mendoza was 2 years ago. Don't act like you did. He was out west playing, and you had no idea who the hell he is. Now he's the best quarterback in college football, and everybody's saying he's going to be the number one pick. This is the portal at work. And there are a lot of kids like this, Mike, that can flat out play, and they just haven't been given that right opportunity because being recruited, everybody said, he's not that good, or he's not good enough for us. Now you're seeing this. The four teams left, guys, all have transfer portal quarterbacks, all four of them. So that just tells you where we're at. 404-726-0929.
And I know that, you know, I took Ohio State. I figured, you know, again, stupid me going with Ryan Day calling plays. But, I mean, they've got athleticism. Miami's got size. I mean, they just – everything Carl just touched on. You know, and Carson Beck, you know, it's unfortunate we're not going to get that, you know, Georgia versus Carson Beck storyline.
I wanted it.
And now the crazy part is Ole Miss is now a win away from the championship game, and they don't even know who's going to be able to be there with the players this week because it's the portal period, and Lane Kiffin demands that they be back at Baton Rouge. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but so many people are just hoping that Charlie Weiss says, you know what, Lane? I quit, you know, but it's not going to happen. I mean, that's too Hollywood. But, man, Golding did a hell of a job. The only misfire wasn't his fault. It's when the kid forgot to get out of bounds before halftime. He cut it inside. They would have had a long field goal. They got the best kicker in college.
They do.
You know, so that's about the only miscue, I think, from Golding. And then Golding getting after his team. I mean, got to be impressed. 2-0 now, head coach.
Yeah, and look, when they made this decision, when they knew or felt like Lane was moving on, a lot of people questioned, you know, this, but I said this to Mike. Golden had recruited a lot of these players.